When the United Nations Security Council held its meeting on Ukraine, war crimes, and human rights violations, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres showed up in a sign of the meeting's importance. He gave the first speech of the day, saying Russia's war shows no signs of letting up.
Every day, an average of 5 children are killed or injured. Almost every child in Ukraine has been scarred by the nightmare of war.
The Secretary General did not hesitate to lay blame on Russia for the bombings of civilians, threatening a civilian nuclear reactor, triggering global food insecurity, and now trying to annex Ukrainian territory, in violation, he says, of the UN Charter. He switched to English as he described reports of human rights violations.
All these allegations must be thoroughly investigated to ensure accountability. Perpetrators must be held to account in fair and independent judicial proceedings, and victims and their families have a right to justice, remedy, and reparation. Ending impunity for international crimes is fundamental.
The premier international body for dealing with those issues is the International Criminal Court. Karim Khan is chief prosecutor for the ICC.
We must demonstrate in every location where violations are alleged and that the court has jurisdiction, that in any conflict, there are responsibilities. Anybody who picks up a gun, anybody who fires a missile, must realize that the law is alive and not in slumber, and that accountability is absolutely essential.
He told the Security Council, justice is beyond borders, and we must not fail those in need.
And in my view, the echoes of Nuremberg should be heard today. The failure to uphold the promises of Nuremberg that we have seen over the last many decades should act as a reproach on all of us. But leaders, not to despair or to despondency, but act as a catalyst for further action.
The hearing drew strong words from many of the 15 Security Council members. Antony Blinken is the U.S. Secretary of State.
The very international order that we have gathered here to uphold is being shredded before our eyes. We cannot, we will not, allow President Putin to get away with it.
He blasted Russia's escalation and sham referenda in occupied territories, saying one man started this war and one man can end it.
Because if Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lavrov had quite the different take.
We also notice the increased activity of international justice with regard to Ukraine. There's supposedly efforts to investigate crimes committed in Ukraine that are ascribed to Russian authorities. All this is simply a propaganda operation.
He accused Ukraine of war crimes, described horrors in Bucha and elsewhere as staged. And he took a shot at the International Criminal Court.
We have no confidence in the work of this body. For the past eight months, we were waiting for steps to be taken against impunity in Ukraine, and we don't expect anything more from this institution or a whole range of other international institutions.
Lavrov had arrived at the Security Council meeting right before his speech, and he left immediately after. That did not go unnoticed.
Russian diplomats flee almost as aptly as Russian soldiers.
Dmytro Kuleba is Ukraine's Minister of Foreign Affairs. He does not share Russia's views on international institutions.
We trust in the International Criminal Court. Justice will be served.
Kuleba repeated Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's call for a special tribunal for the crime of aggression against Ukraine. He says Russia, in his words, knows it will never kill all of us, and he dismisses Russia's latest escalation.
All members of the Council must realize that on February 24th, Russia attacked not only Ukraine. It dealt a deadly blow to the very foundations of the United Nations Charter. No nation can feel safe until Russia is held to account for violating the common principles agreed by all after the Second World War.
As diplomats debate, Ukraine's government is moving forward. Ukrainian President Zelensky Thursday issued a decree forming a working group on creating a special international tribunal on aggression against Ukraine. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.